This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new album devoted to Verdi opera choruses. Lloyd reminds us that there's more to opera than just the typical aria, trio, or quartet.
That was a clip of one of the most popular tunes Verdi ever wrote. It's not an aria, a trio, or a quartet, but a chorus, the Anvil Chorus, from Verdi's opera Il Trovatore, The Troubadour. Music lovers familiar with Verdi's Requiem know that it includes some of the most magnificent and terrifying choral music ever written. But Verdi's operas also have some amazing passages for the chorus. Not music for the central characters, but for groups who are either trying to affect the action, like the witches in Verdi's version of Macbeth, or the crowds who are responding to previous action, like the Egyptians in Aida celebrating their victory over the Ethiopians, or the dispossessed Hebrews in Verdi's Nabucco, Nebuchadnezzar, longing for their distant homeland. Now the brilliant opera conductor Riccardo Chailly, music director of La Scala in Milan, has put together an exciting new album of choruses from Verdi's operas, his best known as well as his most obscure. When Nabucco was first performed in 1842, Va Pensiero, the chorus of enslaved Hebrews, immediately became an anthem for the unification of Italy. Audiences insisted on encores. They still do. Chailly's recording with the La Scala Chorus and Orchestra is the most affecting version I've ever heard. It begins so quietly, as if the thoughts of the enslaved Hebrews were lifting into the air, as the libretto says, on wings of gold. The climax is a full-hearted lament for my country, so beautiful and so lost. Verdi's music for Il Trovatore is so tuneful, we tend to forget about the words. But the libretto by Salvatore Camerano is actually very poetic. In the Anvil Chorus, the Spanish Roma workers awake to see the sun melting away the dark clouds of night. They pound their anvils and sing about the pleasures of wine and women brightening their day. After the boisterous opening, it's almost a shock to hear Chailly diminishing the volume of the singing to a whispered wonderment. Chailly Chailly helps us rediscover the impressive variety of Verdi's choral music, from the comic to the extremely solemn, as well as Verdi's imaginative use of the orchestra. In this chorus of witches from Macbeth, a much larger cohort than Shakespeare's cackling threesome, the orchestra does almost more than the voices to convey their sinister intent. Maybe the most complex among these choruses is the large-scale scene from Don Carlo, in which the festivity surrounding the coronation of King Philip is interrupted and subverted by the grim voices of the Inquisition, dooming the so-called heretics to be burned at the stake. Verdi imagined each of his operas painted with a different tincture, and he embodied their distinct coloration at least as vividly for his choruses as for his characters. Hearing this great range of Verdi choruses on a single album, all performed with such power and subtlety, is truly a revelation.
Lloyd Schwartz is Poet Laureate of Somerville, Massachusetts. His latest book is Who's On First? New and Selected Poems. He reviewed the album Verdi Choruses, conducted by Riccardo Chailly on the Decca label.